The funny thing about a 1 billion parameter model claiming frontier performance is that I immediately want to put it in a product and then remember the word frontier has been through a lot this month.
Yeah, but this one has a more interesting claim than just being small. DFMMIR V1 is trained from scratch using what the project calls permissible post-training data, so the real challenge is making a cable-based model without quietly relying on the usual giant, murky corpus.
And that matters most for groups working on languages where you can't just throw unlimited text and compute at the problem. The Danish Foundation Models Project is trying to produce a model people can inspect, adapt, and redistribute under a much stricter data philosophy.
The paper is basically tackling two constraints at once. One is the cost of training a useful small model. The other is data provenance. If your goal is an open model, a dataset that looks impressive but cannot legally or ethically be shared is a pretty awkward foundation.
The specific move is to use the HRN text framework as the base, then concentrate effort in post-training rather than pretending you need the full massive pre-training recipe. MMIR is 1 billion parameters, optimized for Danish and English, and the paper evaluates it across 20 English, math, code, and Danish benchmarks.
On the architecture, I want to be careful because the report doesn't present MMIR as a magical new block invented here. It inherits the hierarchical reasoning model shaped from the earlier HRM work. The useful intuition is that reasoning is organized across different update rhythms, rather than treating every token operation as one undifferentiated stream. That gives the model a way to spend computation on structured refinement without simply scaling parameter count.
And then the data does an enormous amount of practical work. Their mixture has about 70.5 billion tokens per epoch across 161 datasets. The biggest slices are Danish instruction and knowledge, English instruction, the Sapient mix collection, and math and reasoning.
Yes, and the data processing is where the paper gets unusually concrete. They reformat public datasets, curate subsets, translate and audit material, generate synthetic versions with Gemma 430 1 billion, and include tool call formatted examples. Some non-compliant instruction data gets replaced with synthetic transplant datasets, meaning generated alternatives designed to preserve the task without preserving the original restricted source.
The paper also shifts away from the multiple choice comfort zone. A lot of the inherited Sapient material is basically choose a B, C, or D. MMIR adds more free-form instruction, math, reasoning, and Danish knowledge, where the model has to produce an answer instead of recognizing the right option.
That makes the result more credible to me, though I still want the benchmark details before calling it a general frontier model. Competitive across 20 benchmarks can hide a lot. Task mix, contamination controls, prompting variance, and whether the wins are concentrated in Danish. The strongest claim here may be language-specific rather than universal.
And that's not a weakness. Danish is exactly where a 1 billion parameter open model can have a clear reason to exist. A local assistant, translation tool, educational system, or domain adapter doesn't need to win every English leaderboard. It needs to be cheap enough to run, good enough in the target language, and legally usable by the team deploying it. The production caveat is real.
And I would compare it against the exact baseline that matters for you, not just Qwen 3.52 billion or Gemma 4e2b on a chart. If your workload is Danish retrieval with structured output, test that. If it's tool use, test failure recovery. The paper includes agentic and tool call data, but that doesn't prove durable execution in a rail service.
Honestly, this is one of the rare small model papers where the constraints make the release more useful, not less interesting. Tyler, I still want the full per task numbers and independent reproduction, but I can see who would download this today.
Yeah, and I can say the architecture earns a closer look. Not because one benchmark aggregate settles anything, but because the combination of hierarchical computation, permissible data, and a low inference footprint is a coherent engineering bet.
That feels like a good place to stop before we turn a Danish 1 billion parameter model into a grand theory of civilization. Keep the clipboard nearby, Tyler. I may need it for the next paper.